Thanks for contacting the Omega's Health. My name is Z Maya. May I have your name and zip code?
Elma Lang. Venture 218. Venture 218.
32218.
Yes.
Give me just 1 second. So I'm trying to. Give me 1 second. My system pulling up so slow. Okay, you said the zip code was 32218. You said Richard Lane?
No, Elmer, E-L-M-E-R, Elmer Lane.
Elmer Lane.
Lane, L-E.
The last name is L-A-N-E. Okay, and may I have the address?
1282 Turtle Creek Drive South. Jacksonville, Florida, 32218.
Thank you, sir. Looking over your account, these are the vitamin D3 2-month subscription along with the Omex 2-box subscription as well. How may I assist you today?
Yes, I called in last night, but I gave him the wrong prescription that I wanted. I need the Omex 3.
Okay, so you said you called in last night. You gave them the wrong product that you wanted to order.
Yes.
Okay. I gave
them vitamin D, and I already had already got the vitamin D, but you all never sent me the omega 3.
So you want the omega 3, sir?
Yes, instead of the vitamin D. That's what
you want to do. All right. No, there's no problem, sir. Your mother welcome to definitely fix that for you. Give me just 1 second, sir. Let me seek more assistance with this, okay?
Okay.
Give me just 1 second, sir. I'm just still trying to seek more assistance.
Okay.
Okay. Bear with me 1 second. I'm just waiting on their response. Okay, yes, sir. So what we can do, sir, I'll refund back the vitamin D charge to you, sir. Then I'll just that was the $39.99. I refund that back to you, and I'll just place the order for the vitamin D product. Bear with me just 1 second, but let me. Okay, so do you still want the Omex 3 product, or do you still want it to get it every 2 months, sir, the 2 boxes?
Yes, I want everything to be like it used to be.
Okay. Give me just 1 second. Okay, so I'm placing the refund back on the account now, so you should receive that back in 3 to 5 business days.
Okay,
bear with me 1 second. Bear with me just 1 second. I'm still trying to refund the charge for you, sir.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm trying to seek more assistance with this, sir, because they're not allowing me to do the refund at this time. So that's I'm trying to seek more assistance with this first. I'm waiting on a response from my supervisor. Just bear with me 1 second, okay?
Okay.
Thank you so much. Apologize for the wait, sir. I'm just still waiting on her response.
No problem.
Okay, yes, so my supervisor, she's looking over the information now, so to see how we can assist you with this. Just give a couple more, just please remain on hold, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so please remain on hold. So she's still looking over the informant. Bear with me 1 second, okay?
Okay.
Bear with us 1 second, sir. We're trying to get this handled for you now. She's processing from her screen, so give us just 1 second, okay?
Okay.
Yes, sir. So as of we was looking over your account, sir, that payment that you submitted yesterday was declined, sir. So it never did process the order for it.
Do you know why it declined?
It said item declined authorization. It just says that it was declined, sir. We don't show the results. It just said the transaction has been declined, sir. So that's why I was trying to seek more assistance about because the order was never placed through.
That's what happened last time. That's what I'm trying to, and they gave me the debit card the number of the debit card that could decline it,
mm-hmm.
and that's why I didn't get the order with the vitamin D,
mm-hmm.
the omega, with the vitamin
yes,
D. Decline it. That's what I can't understand why it declined it, and money is in it. That's what I can't understand.
Well, I'm more than welcome to see when I try to place a new order, I can see if it still is happening. Because so, you have 3 cards on file. What's the last 4 digits of the card number you want to use?
Hold on 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on 1 second. And they said that the last time they tried to run it through.
Yeah, I see that, sir. It said both of them on the 6th and also on yesterday says decline.
Yeah, that's what I can't understand because it's money in there. And if a check bounces, it goes into my savings, and I got a saving and a checking account there and a Christmas saving there. Okay, the last 4 numbers was on that card they gave me yesterday was 0759.
Okay, so 0759. Let's try to see if it will submit now. Give me 1 second. And that was for the Omex. Bear with me 1 second. So the total is $79.95, where you get it you get 2 boxes every 2 months, which you had before. Bear with me 1 second while I process the order, okay?
Okay.
Yes, I apologize. They're still saying decline.
But I had to call the credit union about that.
Yes, I definitely advise you to contact them, sir. Because it keeps pulling up decline, sir. It doesn't show the reason why it declined because it doesn't pull it up. It just says the transaction was declined. Do you have another card you can use in the meantime, or you just want to contact your bank?
Anyway, I can pay that. Nah. With a debit card?
Yes, if you have a different card, sir, we could place the order for you.
Question is this. Can I go in and pay that with a debit card? Nah.
Yes, sir. If you have a different card you like to use, yes, we could place the order for you.
But the question is, can I pay for it now out of my debit card? Can I have a debit
yes.
for my debit card now?
Yes, sir. Is that a new, what type of card is American Express, Discover, MasterCard, Visa?
Debit card right on, coming out of my checking account.
Okay, is the card, sir, does it say Visa or MasterCard?
It says the Visa.
Okay, what is the card number?
Hold on, let me go get it.
Okay. The card, sir. Yes, I'm ready when you're ready.
On this, I got to get some more questions about this, maybe.
Okay.
This might be the problem. This card ready on the 0759.
Mm-hmm.
It have on a Visa debit.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you all have, Visa debit. It's a debit card from a Visa account.
Yes, sir. That's what we have.
That's what it said, debit Visa.
Yes, sir. Well, ours, it doesn't pull a debit or credit, sir. It'll just say Visa, sir. But yes, that's what we have.
Okay, so maybe this is the cause of it. And then I'll call you right back on this, because this is probably what the problem is. They changed the name from Anheuser-Busch Employee Credit Union to Together Credit Union. So maybe that's what it is.
Well, sir, the name of the institution doesn't affect why the transaction was declined, sir. But if you definitely just want to...
It was a different name. If when I first started getting the stuff and you're giving it out my account, and at the present time, the name of the account that you all was debiting it from, name was Anheuser-Busch Employee Credit Union, and the name is changed to another credit union. That's the name of the credit union now. Another Together Credit Union. That's the name of it now, Together Credit Union. Would that make a difference?
No, sir. The name of the institution, sir, wouldn't make a difference on your account, sir. That doesn't change anything, sir, just the name of the institution.
If the name of the institution's name have been changed, that wouldn't have nothing to do with it all. It seems like it should.
No, sir. I apologize. It doesn't, sir. Go ahead.
When I first started getting the medicine from you all,
mm-hmm.
The name of the credit union was Anheuser-Busch Employee Credit Union. But
mm-hmm.
Anheuser-Busch sold the plant and they sold the credit union and all, and the name then became Together Credit Union. So it seemed like that should make a difficulty if you're coming out of Anheuser-Busch Employee Credit Union, debit Visa, there is no such thing as Anheuser-Busch Employee Credit Union.
Well, sir, just for your concern only, sir, if you definitely feel like that's probably the reason why I declined, so that's why I advise you to contact your bank, sir, to see what actually is the issue is, sir. Or we can, as I said it before again, we can place an order with a different card you want to use, and you can still contact the bank regarding that card, sir.
Well, can I pay for that now?
Yes, sir. We could process the order for it now, sir, with a different card.
Oh, that's what I want. I want to pay for it now with a different debit card.
Okay. I'm ready when you're ready with the card number.
But I don't want you all to continue to take this one. I just want to pay for this now.
Okay, so you
card.
Just want a one-time shipment.
Right, right.
Okay. Now, prices would be different, sir, just for a one-time shipment.
Beg your pardon?
Okay, just for one time shipping, sir, you will get it just for this 1 month only. It will be $47.95. Okay? It won't be the $79.95, it'll be $47.95. But when you do get your car updated, you can call in. We could change it to that monthly subscription for you, okay?
I don't know what to do. Let me try to get this credit union all together first, and then I call back.
Okay. Yes,
and
sir.
That way, it can be coming out every month this same amount instead of, because what you're saying is going to cost me more now.
No, it's going to cost you less, sir.
Cost me less now? We're charging it now. It's going to cost me less for 2 months?
No, sir. It'll just be a one-time shipment, sir, which you'll get it this 1 month only for $47.95. Once you get your card updated, corrected with the bank, then you have to call in and change it to the monthly subscription.
Then how much would it be then?
The $79.95, and that would be every 2 months.
Let me get my credit union straight, and I'll call you back.
Okay. Thank you for contacting OMAXO.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Yeah, peace out.